It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener on K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peters True Value, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville, Pawhuska, Barnstall, and the Osage Region, Enterprise Sod Store, and Overlees Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, I think.
A little chilly out there today. What, 42 degrees? Well, golly, it is early,
yeah, it did
early
drop.
April.
It's dropped since this morning. It was warmer when I first came in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody left the door open.
Yes, they did.
But
darn them.
Anyway, we're getting into a very busy part of the year in the garden.
Yeah, we are.
So,
what should we do in there?
Well, hopefully by now your soil is ready for your annuals.
It should be.
You got your shovel out there and turn it all upside down. I did mine last week.
Come into my house to do mine.
Having these little one horsepower tillers, and they work really well. But anyway.
It serves a purpose for a small garden.
It does very well. So anyway, that's all ready to go. I'm waiting for just time to plant my flowers in the front of the house.
We need the rain.
Well, yeah. The weather service is rather confident that it's going to rain tomorrow night and into Monday.
Yes.
So, yes, we do need the rain really bad. Things are kind of dry out there. So people, make sure your newly planted shrubs are well watered. Especially if they're underneath the eave of the house. Because that's an area where it doesn't get a whole lot of water. And it catches people off guard, I find that an awful lot. A lot of brown plants in that zone. They say, why is my plant not looking good? Well, you haven't watered it. Well, it rained, but it doesn't rain over there. So you need to look at them very carefully and make sure that we don't, number one, don't overwater. And make sure we don't underwater.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because either one will turn them brown, right? Overwatering will turn them brown too, right?
Actually, overwatering is worse than underwatering.
Yeah.
Because if you lose your root system due to too much water, it doesn't come back.
Okay.
But if the root system's dried out a bit due to underwatering, it'll come back, and chances are the plant will recover.
Okay.
So, no frost in the forecast, in the short-term forecast. Today is, what, the 9th?
And then, yeah.
April the 15th is the traditional last day of frost.
But
a few weeks ago, we got some callers who said we had snow, a foot of snow in the 50s.
Where?
Here.
Not this year.
1950 something.
Okay. I missed that.
So anyway.
Sorry.
So I should be good. My green beans are coming up.
You should be good, yeah. If you keep the birds away from them, they become. And the squirrels, they really love those tender new growths.
So. I saw those squirrels were digging out in my garden.
Really? Ah. They probably had cheeks full of acorns, and they're
probably.
Because the soil is easy to work. So you
need. I got green beans coming up.
Sounds like you need a dachshund.
I got lettuce.
You need a little weenie dog too.
There you go. That'll chase them off. Is that what you want? Feisty.
Oh, they work really well. I mean, yes, I've had that experience in the past with little dachshunds, and they do not like squirrels at all. They go out of their way to try to get them. Chelsea got one time, actually.
Really?
It's the highlight of his life. Poor little beast. But
the squirrel's probably as big as the dog.
Yeah, you should see him try to drag it into the dog door. He was so proud of that thing. We go, get it out of my house. It's all over the kitchen floor.
Look, I brought you a present.
We do have today a couple of hanging baskets
right.
to give away to some lucky callers.
And that phone number, if you would like, is 918-336-1400. You can get the hanging baskets at the Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
Yeah, you have to come by the radio station here to pick up the certificate. And
right.
And bring them by the nursery and have your pick of a $16.99 hanging basket.
Ooh, that's a pretty good deal. That's a big basket.
But you got to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, you have to have a question. Yeah, like, how often do I water this thing when I get it home and stuff like that? So, anyway, it's time also to mulch the beds. We've got a lot of weeds that are going to be coming up very shortly. And mulch does a very good job of controlling that. And if you, for instance, I've done some. See you around, Caleb.
See ya.
You don't have any questions for your garden, do you?
Nope.
Okay. Except
just
what to
borrow
do
your wiener dog to
chase
the squirrels.
What to do with the dogs. I mean, the squirrels, actually, but. But mulch, if you mulch off a section of the bed, and then you don't mulch off another one, you can see the difference between the two. Actually, it's very clear as far as how much moisture is available to the plants below the mulch. So it does do a whole lot of good.
Well, we have a caller. Would you like to talk to him about a hanging basket? All right. Hey, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question for Larry.
Go ahead.
What would be the best kind of hanging basket to put out for hummingbirds?
Hummingbirds. They do like now you threw my brain out.
Oh, dear.
The million bells. million bells, petunia baskets, verbenas. And occasionally we have some lantana baskets they really do like, too. So there are some, and we will have some. If not now, we'll have some a little bit later.
You will have some at the nursery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got all kinds.
All right.
But look for the million bells baskets. They kind of like those. Petunia baskets, of which we have some right now.
Petunias, yeah. I've got those.
And lantana. And if you can't find any lantana baskets anywhere, it's not that difficult to make one, actually. So you might consider doing that also to attract hummingbirds.
She was getting ready to put out her feeders and said, I think I'll get some hanging baskets also.
Yeah, they like bright colors, right?
Yeah, and sometimes they'll even make a nest in the hanging basket, too.
Hmm.
So be very observant and try not to scare them away, but whatever.
don't water them too much. Make sure they're there.
Oh,
I see a
lot of customers who have bird nests in their hanging baskets, and they have to water them when they're away. So
right, when they're off flying around.
Okay, we'll put you down for a hanging basket. So
what's your name, sir?
Jim.
Okay, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day. All right, then we have another caller.
Okay.
Hello there, and what question do you have for Jim today?
Jim?
I want to know.
Jim?
If
Larry.
Mulch.
Sorry, he was Jim. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes, you're on.
Sorry, I'm confusing things. Sorry.
I want to know if you mulch blueberries or the blackberries or anything like that.
Yes, that's a very good idea. Blueberries. If you can get a hold of some pecan hulls, they respond very well to pecan hulls.
Oh, okay.
And because they exude some little bit of tannic acid, helps keep the pH down for them.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you can't get the cedar mulch, cypress mulch, even actually oak leaves that have been shredded work very well on blueberry plants.
I got plenty of them.
Yeah. So throw them out in the middle of the yard and run your mower over them and then rake them up and put them around your blueberries. And that'll be pretty good because oak leaves are kind of similar in pecan shells.
Okay.
And that they do somewhat acidify the soil, albeit very slowly. They do it eventually. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, and your first name?
Cherry.
Cherry?
Okay.
Thank you,
Sherry,
for calling.
And you can come in before noon today to get this, or you can come any day during the week during business hours.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye. All right, I didn't know that. Pecan shells,
Pecan hulls, yeah.
Pecan.
But make sure you get a little dachshund, too, because the squirrels like to go there.
The oak leaves, though, that's a really good idea because it doesn't cost anything. You already got them.
Right. And typically the soil down below oaks that have been there since before humans.
Right.
The soil around them typically is somewhat acid.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff too, because year after year, leaves dropping and decomposing makes some pretty good soil. Number one and number two, it tends to run somewhat acidic in nature.
All right, good deal. A very good idea. All right. Well, shall we take a break and come back in a few?
Oh, sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, I think you're still continuing a weekend special, right?
Yeah, we are. You come in and pick up the equipment after 1 o'clock on Friday. We'll let you rent it over the weekend for the one-day rate, bring it back Monday morning by 8 o'clock.
So really, you get 2.5 or 3 days for the price of one.
Yeah, that's correct. You get 2 days to use your machine, and it helps out a lot of people, and for the homeowners, that's probably the best deal we got.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast No Water Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses have fantastic news. Now they're open 7 days a week with new inventory arriving weekly. Spring is here, and that means a vast selection of annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees. For your flower bed, pick up Encore Azaleas that will bloom more throughout the year, all in vibrant colors, and Green Thumb has the largest selection by far. Shop 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, noon to 5 Sunday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Get Set to Save sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit OklahomaKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Are you in need of a catering service for your next special event? Then contact Classic Catering at 918-331-1741. Their staff can provide you with a variety of tasty menus for meetings, receptions, and full-service dinners, all tailored to meet your needs. Call today for Classic Catering at 918-331-1741. Quality catering at a nice price. That's Classic Catering.
Open enrollment for Obamacare health insurance ended, but you may still qualify if you're in between jobs, divorced, simply lost your employer-sponsored health insurance, or coming off your parents' plan. You will be eligible for health insurance. Let one of our licensed marketplace certified agents walk you through the process. And here's the best part. It costs you nothing. Call today, 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224. Once again, 913-385-2224.
So good.
And it is back to the Green Country Gardener with Larry and Larry with Larry.
Exactly. So anyway, we talked about getting the soil ready for annuals and right. The weather's looking pretty good, so probably no frost is going to occur, at least until Halloween.
Hopefully not.
So, we talked about mulching the beds and the benefits of mulching, actually.
Helps
and there are a lot of them, actually. It does maintain a good soil temperature. And it does maintain a fairly constant soil moisture, and it saves you a bit on water, and it looks nice, too. On your roses, though, some of them are really starting to leaf out,
mm-hmm.
And if you have some hybrid tea roses, some of them that really aren't the new roses, such as the drift roses or the knockouts or the hot cocos and Julia Child, those roses, which are resistant to black spot disease,
okay.
It's going to get warm in the evening pretty soon. So you want to prepare your roses for the onslaught of black spot when it gets hot.
Oh, okay.
Black spot disease can completely defoliate a rose. And if you have something you really cherish, some roses, you might consider getting some. And we do have some fungicide at the nursery called Infuse. And you spray it on, and it's a systemic type fungicide. And it does help keep stuff off your roses, like black spot and whatnot.
If you take care of your roses properly, they live a long time, do they not?
Taking care of them is very important, giving them the proper fertilizing and pruning. It's a little bit of work involved with them, at least the older varieties. And initial planting is very important, too. Spacing them properly.
Right.
You say, oh, I want this color, I want that color, I want this, I want all these different rose colors, but my bed is only 10 feet long. Well, if it's only 10 feet long, you only have room for three roses.
Oh, only three. Okay, yes. I was going to guess five.
You have to give them room to breathe.
Okay.
If they're too cramped and too crowded, they just don't perform very well.
They're unhappy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So give them room to grow and spread, and to do a lot of planting when you're planting your rose garden.
Okay.
And they'll do very well that way. On another light, though, the weeds are just going crazy out there, too.
They're happy.
And after the rain we're supposed to have...
Right? For weeds? They'll just go crazy.
Yeah, they're really going to go crazy. Yes. So you want to consider using a broadleaf killer. Now, keeping in mind the time with which it's going to rain and the time it is now, if you're going to use a weed and feed type thing, a granular broadleaf herbicide, do it within the next 20 minutes.
Oh, hurry up. Wake up. Put that coffee down and get out there.
Because... anywhere from 36 to 48 hours is the time in which the material has to be put on the ground, prior to it raining.
Prior to it raining. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it just washes away. Okay.
Yes, it doesn't work.
All right.
So you want to make sure, if you don't get it down early that you know this morning, you'll want to do it after the rain goes away. Tuesday would be a good day for that.
Okay.
So don't waste your time and money doing a weed and feed right now at this point, because the forecast looks really good. And when they say 80 and 70 and 90%, there's a pretty chance that you might get just a little misting, perhaps. And that's just enough to make it not work.
Hmm.
So anyway, so that pre-emergence can still be applied. Not right now. It's getting a little bit late. The lilacs are still in bloom. And traditionally, that's prime time to put down your crabgrass control. So if you haven't done that, you'll still get some good control on it. The crabgrass is a little bit early this year.
Yeah, because there was nothing cold enough to kill it.
Close to the pavement where it's warmer, and on the south side of the house where it gets significant sunshine, the crabgrass is up and running right now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But out in the middle of the yard where it's more exposed away from a heat source like that, it's not come up yet. So you still got a little bit of time to put down your crabgrass controls. And golly, with the rain coming on, it'll be prime. And usually when they call for a lot of rain like this, the storms split in two and we get just a little bit.
That's what happened last time.
I know, that's the way it happens most of the time. Anyway, so it'd probably be all right. So anyway, keep that in mind when what type of herbicide you use and how to apply it. Always read the instructions and consult with the weather service, or K1 Radio has a good weather guesser thing on that too.
A weather guesser. It might rain, it might not.
Or if your joints are hurting, you probably don't want to use a weed and feed. So anyway.
We have a caller.
Okay, put them on.
All right. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks
good morning.
For taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a hibiscus that didn't come up this year, and I wonder what I did wrong and what can I do.
Hardy hibiscus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's just not up yet.
Oh, okay. So just need to be patient.
They're very slow at coming up.
Okay.
Now, you can kind of dig around it a little bit. You kind of probe around it with your finger, and you should be able to see some green down below the surface.
Oh, okay.
And the roots should be healthy and white at this point.
Okay.
So
Just
be patient with them. They're a little slow. And when they come up, boy, they come up just like the peonies. They just come
beautiful.
Up real fast. So.
And I make my hibiscus tea delicious. So.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they're very reliable recurring plants. So don't give up on them yet. They're just not up yet.
Okay, thanks so much.
And your first name?
Debbie.
Okay, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we have another one.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I have cut off some dead branches off of my old peach trees.
Yes.
Is there something I should put on the stump part of them to keep bugs from getting into them?
Sure. You can use any bituminous-based tree paint. It'll work fine.
Oh, okay. I knew I should put something on it. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Important thing, when you do trim them, don't have a stub sticking out. It has to be pretty much flush with the branch.
With the
trunk.
With the trunk or the branch that was on. Yeah, don't leave any stub sticking out.
Because
it has to heal around and encapsulate the wound. The wound that you made on your peach tree. The poor thing has to recover. And it does it so much faster if it doesn't have to go all the way out and then around the branch. If it's more or less flat.
Okay, well, that's great information. Okay, thank you very much.
And your first name, Louise?
Linda,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda, for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess that would make sense, huh, for when you cut it as close to the tree as you can.
Cut it fairly close, and there's several kind of rules on that. Some people like to cut it really flush. Some people say leave a little bit of the wrinkle on there, but I really found that either way would work, because I do a lot of experimenting on that. So anyway.
What's going to work? Okay.
So anyway. Okay, we talked about the broadleaf weed killers and crabgrass controls and all that. And what's going on at the nursery? We got lots of herbs.
Yum.
And some new flowering trees. The lavender plants are in. Lots and lots of perennials. The annuals are popping in real good. We got tons of hanging baskets available today. A little early to plant maybe tomatoes yet. If you did plant your tomatoes and they look a little bit purple, that's because it's a little chilly. if they're looking really purple like that, don't mulch them yet. Let the sun shine on the soil and warm it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So don't mulch your tomatoes quite yet. Okay. So they should speed up. I kind of like to plant them later anyway when the ground warms up. We have some odd and unusual flower seeds and some organic, natural seeds, too.
Okay.
That are not genetically modified stuff. We got some of that. So if you want some of those, we got those, too.
Any particular flowers? Any particular type of seeds? Do you know?
Just lots of them.
Okay.
Just the unusual stuff.
Come and go to the greenhouse and find out.
Sure. Birdhouse gourds and whatnot. I'm going to start some birdhouse gourds this year.
All right.
And it'll be fun growing up on the pergola, hanging down, banging you in the head when you're getting the water out of the
shit. I know,
when
you go outside, right.
But anyway, we also have some big trees, dogwoods and Japanese maples, and lots of Chinese pistache. That's a very popular tree.
All right. And if people get a big tree, they have to dig a big hole for it, don't they?
You bet. We planted 4 just giant trees yesterday.
All right. And you make sure that there's no utility lines in the way, don't you?
But of course.
Okay.
Always want to do that.
Yeah, you do.
It doesn't cost anything to do that. Just dial 811 or whatever. Whenever we do landscapes, we always...
Yeah, you can find the information online, too, at Call Oakey. But
sure.
If you're going to dig...
To do an online thing, you have to create an account. So.
Oh, it's easier to call 811.
Yeah, it's easier to call 811. Yeah. So anyway, so be sure to do that before planting a tree. And also in planting trees, it's very important to plant them in the proper place. You must be conscious and aware of your drainage patterns in your yard and not to plant a tree in a drainage pattern. I've seen this many times. In fact, we're going to a house not too long from now to correct a situation where somebody had planted a tree in the drainage pattern and their patio floods.
Oh, because it blocks it?
It blocks the water going down. A lot, our soil, our terrain here.
Only right.
We call it live radio brain mess up, but anyway.
Okay.
our soil, we're relatively flat here in a lot of areas. And some of the builders don't consult with civil engineers when they lay out neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we have some drainage problems in some of the neighborhoods here in town. So, and people like to plant trees in the yard, and they put them right in the middle of a very shallow drainage pattern. And especially with our shallow rock, it's even more of a problem when the root system grows and swells up and actually creates a dam.
Right, then the water can't
keep
get
the water
away
from going
your,
out.
Okay.
So, if you have any questions, I can come out and say, yeah, put it here, put it there, or don't put it there, for crying out loud.
And also make sure not to plant it too close to your house, right?
Exactly. And be aware of sewer lines. And if you live in an older house, sometimes the sewer lines are made of a material that is not impervious to tree roots, and it can cause some problems.
Yeah, it's not good when the tree roots grow into the lines.
No, when you're in the shower and the water doesn't drain out. You want to wonder what this is. But anyway.
Tree roots are blocking it.
Yeah.
And we have someone else with a question.
Okay.
And good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. We have some pampas grass, and one of them, it's only growing around the outside edges. It's really... tight, the older stuff's really tight in the center.
Right.
Is there anything we need to do? Do we need to some way open that up?
You can take some of that stuff out of the middle and put some soil in it, and it'll spread back in. That's option option one. And option two would be to divide it. If you want some more plants, you can divide it into 4 parts.
Okay.
You just dig the whole thing up. Takes a lot of back work, but you can dig. I've done it a few times. You can dig it up, and it'll come up in a big contiguous clump. So now it's kind of a pretty good time to do that. I've had a lot of failure trying to divide it in the fall because the winter will kill it off. Much more luck with it in the spring. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, but it's still not too late to divide it at this point in time.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, and your first name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Why don't we take a little break, and we'll be back with more from the Green Country Gardener.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. The experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville's Elder Care is honored to be part of the good, the bad, and the barbecue. The event is hosted every Mother's Day weekend by the Mullendore family on their legendary Crossbell Ranch in Northeast Oklahoma. Proceeds from the good, the bad, and the barbecue directly support the many programs that Elder Care provides for seniors and caregivers in Washington, Osage, and Nevada counties. Evening includes a barbecue dinner, music and dancing, plus live and silent auctions. Gypsy Twang of Tulsa is this year's featured band, and Dinksville Pit Barbecue will provide the dinner. The live auction is the highlight of the evening, and you'll have the opportunity to bid on a wide range of items, including fishing trips, exquisite jewelry, tickets for sporting events, exclusive parties, and more. Presenting sponsors include Arvest Wealth Management, K1, KYFM, KREG, KPGM Radio, the HA and Mary K. Chapman Trust, the Crescent Family Foundation, Express Employment Professionals, Express Ranches, and Phillips 66. Saturday night, May 7th at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch. Get your tickets for $65 per person or get a table of eight for $800. Tickets are available at eldercarebarbecue.org or call 918-336-8500.
Protect your plants from weeds the attractive way with Green Thumb Colored Mulch from Peters True Value in Dewey. Right now, get three bags for just $9.99 while supplies last. It acts as a natural weed barrier, manages soil temperature, and helps retain moisture, especially during those drier seasons of the year. Two cubic foot bags come in your choice of red, black, and brown, include a 12-month color guarantee. At this great bargain of the month price, why not stock up today? Peters True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
And we're back with more with the Green Country Gardener with Larry from the Green Thumb Nursery. And
we have a caller, you
we
said?
We do have a caller. All right. So let's go ahead and talk to them. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Sharon. Can you advertise my brother's motorcycle?
Oh, you know what? We're not doing consumer calls yet. We're still on the Green Country Gardener.
In about 30 minutes.
Well, I won't be here, and that's why I was wondering if you'd advertise for my brother Tony.
Is it licensed and running?
Yes.
Then you cannot.
Harley-Davidson.
Then you can't advertise.
Yeah, it's got to be a non-running, non-titled. Sorry.
Oh, well, he just fell on his motorcycle.
All right.
Okay.
What
fine.
He wanted to do.
Thank you, ma'am.
Not licensed. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
Wait. Hello there. Oh, we got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about clover for a lawn.
Oh, clover. We've had some interest in that lately. Yes.
How do you plant it? When do you seed it? How do you seed it?
You can seed it about.
Does it do good in shade or?
It does. It does well anywhere. I think it'll grow on Mars.
Well, how do you plant it, and when do you plant it?
Well, you can wait long enough; it'll get there anyway. But
well, I've got a patch that's about 5 foot in diameter, but it's kind of stays there. It doesn't.
It's not spread.
Hasn't got a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, you don't. Clover. One of the advantages of clover is it is a legume. Number one, and number two, it fixes its own nitrogen. That's why a lot of times you see the grass is a little greener. A lot of times around clover. And it will go to, flower, it'll go to seed on its own, it'll spread around. But we've had some people actually request some, and we're trying to get some clover seed.
Is the seed very expensive?
No, not at all. You might check out the feed stores, perhaps. It might be a good source for that at this point in time. But, we've had some interest in that. So.
What time do you plant it, like same time as fescue? Or?
You plant it right now, actually.
Right now?
Sure.
Do you, is it, can you just put it on in a spreader, or do
yeah.
you have to?
Yeah, just like any other thing, just like planting radishes or anything else, you can just plant it pretty easily and it'll come up.
Okay.
Clover, there's been some interesting clover lately.
And, well, it's pretty.
Used to be that was a bane. It's just like dandelions. Nobody wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because it is self-fertilizing more or less, and it does look pretty and green like that.
It's like a ground cover because it doesn't grow tall.
Yeah, it's a ground cover. We've had some interest in it. So people are coming around to try not to work so hard at making a yard, and they're putting this down, and it looks pretty nice.
I'd like to try it.
Okay. All right.
One article on Reader's Digest suggested you use a mixture. You know, it said use fescue and bluegrass and ryegrass and clover all together as a mixture.
Well, it depends on the look you want in your yard, really. So it's just an individual thing on the clover.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it'd be something you can use for a lawn. It doesn't get too tall. You can maintain it with a mower. You can step on it and so on. And it does fine.
Well, I mow this patch I got, and it's thriving.
Yeah. But let's just see how it works when it starts to get hot, though. It might recede a little bit when it starts. Recede meaning going. It might die back a little bit when it starts to get hot. So the jury's not really out on that.
Well, fescue does that also.
It does, yeah. But there are some heat-tolerant fescue grasses, too.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Okay, and your first name?
Paul.
Paul. Okay, Paul, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye now. We're busy. We got another caller. Hello there. You're on the Green Country Gardener.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. And you, Larry? How are you?
This is Vic. And, okay. Larry, I was wanting to expound on maybe one of the reasons that people are wanting to put clover in their yard.
Go ahead.
And because of the lack of honeybees.
Ah.
Honeybees really like the clover, so the more clover we got, the better the honeybee population.
That's true.
So that was just a thought.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, actually. We do need to nurture and feed those bees.
That's exactly right.
And be very judicious with your insecticides, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Vic, thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, we need bees.
On that same note, my cherry trees are in bloom right now.
Oh, bees like those.
Oh, yeah. Last year we had a bumper crop of plums.
Okay.
And this year the plums did pretty good. They got kind of cold while they were in bloom, but I still have some. But the cherry trees are in all their glory, and one of them is actually starting to make cherries. But I absolutely do not spray my trees when they are in bloom. That is absolute no-no. You don't want to, because the bees are attracted to them, and you don't want to lure them in and kill them. That's crazy.
No, that's wrong.
So after they bloom, after all the blooms are done, when they're starting to bear fruit, is when you can use insecticides and fungicides. Well, you don't want to use a fungicide, except maybe some sulfur, on your fruit trees. But I kind of like to use the spinosad on my fruit trees, and it's an organic type thing.
Oh, okay. So
it was very successful last year, as evidenced by the bumper crop of worm-free plums. Perhaps I should have not sprayed it. We have so many of them. Do you have a caller?
We do. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? You've reached the Green Country.
Yes.
Hi.
Well, 7 deaths keep the... grasshoppers up my tomato plants.
Grasshoppers?
Yes.
That's a tough one. Grasshoppers move around so much. So, one way, perhaps, is a bird netting, just to physically keep them out. It also keeps the birds away, too.
If you put netting over your tomato plants.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bird net. Yeah, bird net works pretty good. A real fine netting for birds. What we'll do, one way to keep them out, they're just so tough to control. It's really hard to do that, to keep them under control off your plants. So maybe a physical separation would be one way to do it. Another one is, of course, to use insecticide, which we don't want to use. But you just about have to contact them directly for any of the current insecticides to work.
All right.
Now, you might have some good luck with pyrethroids, which is permethrin, deltramethrin, resmethrin, and even pyrethrin, will do a good job to control them.
on Far Eastern.
Okay.
Okay.
And your first name?
J.L.
J.L. Okay, J.L. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, what are we talking about here? We got done with the tomatoes, trees.
We talked about having drainage issues and planting trees in the wrong place and so on.
So that's part of landscaping.
That sort of comes down to getting some kind of a landscape plan together.
Okay.
And just like building a plan for a house or building a plan for a jet plane or an aircraft carrier.
All right.
It's good to start with something so you know what's going to happen.
Yes, that's right. True. Make a plan. All right.
And I have several of them on the drawing board and some presentations to make this weekend and so on. So we can provide you with that, too. So I'm in a bit of a bottleneck this time of year, so it takes a while. But otherwise, we can get a plan out to make your... And you can see your yard and virtual stuff, too. So we got a caller?
We do. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a mole problem, and I was wondering if now is a good time to put down grub control.
Yes. Yeah, the grubs were very active, and we were planting a tree somewhere, and I pulled up a bunch of grubs in somebody's place where they weren't able to get anything to grow. So, yeah, grub control would help a whole lot.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, I've got so many moles at my house. Golly, it's a mess.
They're pets.
Oh, they're awful.
Yep, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I come home from work at sunset and just look at the molehills and just... Oh, well, go in the house. You know?
Go in the house. We'll be down soon. Won't see him anymore.
And your first name is?
Dennis.
Dennis, okay. Thanks for calling, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
But moles, they're a real pain.
They are.
And getting rid of the grub worms is one way. It gets rid of the food source.
Right.
Sometimes, though, when you do use something for grub worms, earthworms suffer also. So.
And they're good to have around.
The moles love them, too. Mm.
Yeah, but the earthworms are good for your...
Good for your soil,
earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the grub worms are not good for your plants. You can actually, if you have a grub worm infestation, you can actually grab the grass and just pull it up.
Oh, because it's really
they've eaten all the roots. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've seen that happen too. So, controlling the grub worms will help, and you use just the over the counter stuff right now to control that, and that'll help. We also have some mold repellents that will also work. In addition to the grub control, the mole repellents will work.
Once you have one mole, you have a bunch of them, right?
Not necessarily.
No?
One little mole can do a lot of damage.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very active.
They just make many holes.
And they're very good at what they do.
They're good at their job.
Exactly.
And they're only a couple inches long.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was digging out some of the leaves that were on the surface of the bed and dug them out and put them in the yard and was going to haul them away. And a mole was underneath there.
He was sleeping?
Well, yeah, and I couldn't get it. I tried to get it with the rake, but I wasn't fast enough.
Too fast for you.
The little critter got away, and to have a weenie dog at that point in time.
Put him to work.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to get a lawn roller just to flatten out. It's just so bad.
Oh, that many bugs.
I had to replace a brick walkway in my backyard because of the little stinker. And I took out the sand and put in
concrete
road base, a compacted decomposed limestone.
That they can't get through.
He doesn't like it. It dulls his little cutter thing. So they can't dig into that. So it was successful.
All right. We have one more caller, and then I guess we'll have to take another break. Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question for Mr. Glass.
Sure.
I was wondering if it's... a good time to go ahead and put in my squash and cucumbers and watermelon.
Yeah, with a little bit of caution. Look at the long-range weather. And looking at Tuesday night, mostly clear, low in the upper 30s. And, of course, the seeds will be safely in the ground still at that point, so probably won't be much of a problem. So it takes 10-15 days for some of them to come up. Except your beans might be up. I don't know if you have them. But anyway, they'll be up in 5 days or so. But keep an eye on the weather forecast. And if you do want to get them out real early, be prepared to have some kind of methodology to cover them.
Okay.
So they don't freeze.
All right. Well, I don't have a method to cover them, so I'll probably wait just a little bit.
Get your dirt ready. You been out in the shovel and plowed up your soil yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. You're ready to go then.
Yeah, I've got my radishes in.
Oh, well, they can take the cold. They're fine. Radishes and lettuce, cool season plants like that can take it. But your tender ones, you might want to wait just a smidge, because upper 30s, it's getting close. And that's a few days away. That could change.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Your first name?
Esther.
Esther. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and finish up with this morning show and find a winner for our hanging basket.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses have fantastic news. Now they're open 7 days a week with new inventory arriving weekly. Spring is here, and that means a vast selection of annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees. For your flower bed, pick up Encore Azaleas that will bloom more throughout the year. All in vibrant colors, and Green Thumb has the largest selection by far. Shop 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, noon to 5 Sunday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road.
The new and upgraded PowerStar tractors from New Holland and Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville offers you the very best in ergonomics, visibility, and efficiency. The VisionView cab provides industry-leading visibility and convenience with two wide-opening doors, a flat deck platform, a 10-vent climate system, the Commandeer console, the left-hand power shuttle lever, and more. In short, PowerStar comfort is extra large, but the operating costs are extra small. The precise fueling of the Common Rail fuel injection system in their Tier 4B engines make them ultra-efficient, and the industry-leading 600-hour service interval decreases your cost as well. Jensen Tractor Ranch now offers PowerStar tractors in two horsepower levels, the traditional 75-horsepower model and the new, smaller 64-horsepower model. Both models are built New Holland Smart. Stop by Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville soon to learn more about PowerStar tractors.
If there's a tractor in your future, Jensen's got it. Jensen Tractor Ranch, saving prices guaranteed. Bartlesville's New Holland team.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3 is your home for sports in Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. K1 brings you season-long coverage of Bartlesville Bruins football, basketball, and baseball. We're also your home for Oklahoma State University football and basketball. K1 brings you Dallas Cowboy football and the St. Louis Cardinals all summer long. We're also home to Legion baseball with the Dungeness Ford Indians. Your sports source is K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And we're back with more Green Country Gardener. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 918-336-1400.
Let's talk a little bit about Japanese maples.
Okay.
Japanese maples is a very diverse, it describes a very diverse group of trees, small trees.
There's more than one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's several colors, several varieties, several physiologies, several sizes. And so on and so on. Anyway, generally, the Bloodgood Japanese maple is a very popular one. It gets about 20 by 20 feet tall and grows in the part shade. And it will be somewhat dwarfed by the sun. And it'll also tend to get sunburned, too. So we kind of give it some protection here. Mm. Grown for its red to purple foliage. And it's very interesting irregular growth habit. There are, it's not a straight growing tree. So you won't find them growing straight anywhere.
You need to have room around it then for it to spread, right?
Yeah, it's not a straight tree, so pick one that is crooked and asymmetrical for best effect on your Japanese maples. Several varieties from the Crimson Queen to the Bloodgood to the Oshobini to the Coral Bark varieties. There's a Green Weeper. We sold a couple of green weeping Japanese maples. Somebody wanted something different. I want a weeping Japanese maple, but I don't want it to be green. Well, we got those.
Make it a different color.
They prefer, as far as where they like to grow, they prefer well-drained soil, plenty of moisture, but not a swampy situation. They have color?
Yes, we do. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a dogwood tree that I've had for 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
But it won't bloom.
Well, shame on it.
I know.
Does it have good drainage and all that?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's
growing rather vigorously.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just being a little bit sleepy. So.
Well, I didn't know whether I needed two of them.
Oh, no, you don't need that at all. It just needs a bit of stimulation. Perhaps some fertilizer will help.
Okay.
And later on, about the middle of June, take a small section of garden hose and very gently whip the trunk with it. No, this works.
Beat it into submission.
No. You don't. Okay. You don't beat it. Just pop it a couple of times with a hose. No, don't go out and make a scene of it. But you know what I mean.
Get rested.
Just
tree
enough.
Abuse.
Just enough to just and what it does is it thinks, or it doesn't. I don't know what they can think at all. But anyway, the plant responds to what is considered a wound, but it isn't really a wound. And it gets the root system more actively growing. And at the end of June, the 1st of July and August, is when it sets its blooms.
Oh, okay.
So at that point in time, either there's something wrong with it, either it's getting too much water perhaps, or it's not getting enough water in that time period, or it just is very comfortable with where it is and it just needs just a little bit of stress to make it bloom.
Okay.
So now this time of year, try fertilizing it. Right now, use we have some Color Star, which is very effective on them. Use that around it. Follow the instructions very, very carefully.
What kind?
It's Color Star fertilizer.
Okay.
For trees and shrubs and things.
Okay.
And fertilize it with that. And make sure there's no borers or anything. You want to look very closely at the trunk for cuts and bruises and tunnels and borers and all that. So if the trunk is clean and it's growing real well, the leaves are nice and large on it. If it has small leaves on it, chances are it probably won't bloom because the root system is stressed, perhaps. But if the leaves...
Okay, well, it's got small leaves.
If it's got small leaves, then you might have just too heavy a soil, and it's not developing a proper root system.
Okay, what can I do? Just dig it up and move it somewhere else? Or?
Well, at this point in time, it probably wouldn't survive. Just kind of loosen up the soil a little bit, not too deep, but just enough to break the surface. Soil here has a tendency to crust over a little bit.
Yeah.
And then put some mulch over the top so it doesn't crust back over. And you give it some fertilizer, but don't water any more than the normal.
Okay.
And then it should make a comeback. But if the leaves are real small on it, you got problems with the roots.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Your first name?
Thank you.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Jackie.
Okay, Jackie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. And do we have time to take one more caller? Oh, maybe they gave up.
Yeah, we got one.
We do. Okay, well, they'll have to call back.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right.
Okay, we were talking about the Japanese maple.
Yes.
And it's sort of like the dogwood. It can be very picky, and a lot of people lose these due to root rot, watering too much. And another thing they get are borers. You have to be very careful about the borers. There's nothing you can do about them, really. But we do have some systemic insecticides that will control the borers and without really, too much effort.
Keep them from inviting their family?
Yeah, you just pour this stuff on the ground and the plant soaks it up and it effectively controls borers that go in it. So it's called imidacloprid and it's available in several brand names.
All right.
So you might want to do that. But in the meantime, we have a couple of hanging baskets to give away.
Yes, we do, because we only got a minute.
And looks like Chris has got one.
Chris has won a hanging basket.
Dennis.
So there will be slips here for you to come and pick up, and you can go to Green Thumb Nursery to get it.
Anyway, come by the nursery, see what we have. We got lots of color right now, and it's a lot of new stuff out there, too. We even have new sun coleus that are out there. There's
like
some new
coleus.
Shrubs. I'm really excited about the emerald or the sunshine privet. It's a little plant, only gets about as tall as a tabletop. And it's yellow all summer long. It's a beautiful color of yellow.
And it's like a bush?
And
right?
it's a privet, and that makes it tough.
Okay.
And it doesn't seed or anything. It's a really good plant, and all the landscapers and the horticulturists are excited about this one. So, but anyway.
Stuff that I can't kill is good.
Exactly. Keep that shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Overseas, this was part of the official state announcement of a rocket engine test in North Korea. Report